This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. Well, 5th of October 2011. Do you remember that? What a memorable date for many people around the world. And that was the day that Steve Jobs, founder of the Apple Corporation, died. Steve was aged 56 and he succumbed to the terrible pancreatic cancer. Well, a while ago, a family member gave me his autobiography, the book, and I enjoyed this very much. I was quite fascinated by aspects of his remarkable life. Steve Jobs, like all of us, had his failings and his faults, but he certainly made a difference in the world of technology that's still being felt today. The man loved surprises and often said at his media events, "One more thing." Yeah, Steve Jobs, he revolutionized the computer industry. Do you know that when he was 13, he actually rejected his Christian faith and was influenced by Buddhism? But he was not sure, actually, if God existed. And in Walter Isaacson's biography, this is what he said. He admitted that as he faced death, he might be overestimating the odds out of a desire to believe in an afterlife. Steve said, "I'm about 50-50 on believing in God. I really want to believe that something survives and that maybe your consciousness endures." Now, I found that a fascinating thought. I mean, back in 2005, he spoke at a public gathering and he described death as very likely the single best invention in life. Remembering, he said, that you are going to die is the best way I know to avoid the trap of thinking that you have something to lose. Well, I have a feeling that his premature death made many people who knew about him to think about life after death. Certainly an unpleasant thought. And in this matter of the afterlife, this has been talked through through the centuries. So many have said with Steve Jobs, "I want to believe that something survives." And about a year after being diagnosed with cancer, he said, "Death is the destination we all share. No one has ever escaped it. Death is very likely the best single invention in life," he said. "It's life's change agent. It clears out the old to make way for the new. Right now, the new is you, but someday you will gradually become the old and be cleared away." "Sorry to be so dramatic," said Steve, "but it's quite true." Steve Jobs talking about afterlife. Well, I want to say today that the Bible puts everything into perspective. And it helps, including Steve Jobs, to put everything in its proper perspective. For Psalm 144, verse 4 says, "Man is like a breath, his days are like a fleeting shadow." Our lives rush by, and regardless of the level of our material achievements, death washes away all the things we might have, and it's become the great equalizer. Do you know that beyond the grave, there are no wealthy people, no celebrities, no CEOs? And all the accolades that are sung about Steve Jobs' life and his amazing legacy and the vast fortune that he accumulated are of no benefit to him now. But in our society, we've got this tendency to judge people based on their accomplishments. But God, well, he judges all of us equally. It doesn't matter how much you've got in the bank. We all equally fail to meet the standards of God, and it's only by trusting in Jesus Christ that we are made acceptable in God's eyes. And for all of Steve's wealth and power, he was judged in the same manner and by the same standards that all of us who will die. And all of us, I guess, we don't like thinking about this, but it does help to bring us down to earth. And I think Steve Jobs' death should be a sober reminder of how quickly time flies by. We need actually to store up treasures in heaven, not here on earth. And I appreciate the many incredible things that Steve has done. But Jesus said, if he's talking about anybody, gains the world but loses his own soul, how unfortunate that would be. Jesus Christ is really the most important person. Let's think about that and pray, Lord, help us to face the realities of life and of death and to help us to trust you and Jesus the only way. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.